This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 is underway in both Houses of Parliament. The Lok Sabha today witnessed two adjournments following heated arguments between Treasury and opposition bench members. When Congress member Charanjit Singh Channi was participating in the budget discussion, he referred to the assassination of former Punjab Chief Minister Beyant Singh and grandfather of Union Minister Ravneet Singh Bittu. This triggered a war of words between Mr. Bittu and Mr. Channi. As the noisy scene prevailed, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. When the House reassembled, Congress member K.C. Venugopal said, Mr. Bittu made allegations against Mr. Channi, which is against the rule. He questioned the conduct of the minister, demanding action against him. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the members should maintain decorum in the House. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also urged members to maintain the dignity of the House. Later, Mr. Channi resumed his speech and claimed that the previous Congress government in Punjab had given compensation to the family of the farmers who lost lives in the farmers' protest. He said that the farmers are demanding a legal guarantee for minimum support price, claiming that the centre had made a commitment to them in this regard. Union Minister Piyush Goyal objected to his comments, saying the Congress MP has made incorrect remarks. He accused him of misleading the farmers. Mr. Goyal also questioned Mr. Channi over his comments that the National Security Act was invoked on farmers, saying the Congress members should authenticate his claims. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju alleged that Mr. Channi has made misleading comments on farmers in the House and his matter should be referred to the Privilege Committee. When NCP MP Sunil Tatkare started his speech on the general budget, the House witnessed a heated exchange between Treasury bench members and TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee over seating arrangements. The presiding officer repeatedly urged the members for order in the House, but the noisy scene continued, leading to adjournment of the House till 3 p.m. The discussion is still underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial tomorrow on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Divas. He will pay homage to the soldiers who made supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Mr. Modi will also virtually carry out the first blast of the Shinkunla Tunnel project. This 4.1-kilometre long twin-tube tunnel will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimupadam Darcha Road to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Once completed, it will be the highest tunnel in the world. Today, war veterans, relatives of defence personnel and local people attended a gathering at Lamo Chen Point in Dras to commemorate the historic win of the country in the 1999 Kargil War. The war memorial in Dras is all set to host the grand celebration of the Rajat Jayanti of Kargil Vijay Divas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today reached Vientiane, Laos for a three-day visit to take part to participate in the foreign ministers' meetings under the ASEAN Union. Dr. Jayashankar, in a social media post, said that he's looking forward to further deepening India's ties with ASEAN as India marks a decade of Act East policy. Dr. Jayashankar is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from other countries in Vientiane on the margins of the ASEAN-related meetings. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over western and central parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra will continue to witness extremely heavy rainfall till tomorrow and heavy to very heavy rainfall thereafter. Isolated places of coastal Karnataka and Orissa are also expected to witness very heavy rainfall till tomorrow. In Delhi, the Met Department has forecast a generally cloudy sky with moderate rain till the 28th of this month. In the Paris Olympics, Indian archers are competing in the individual ranking round in Les Invalides in Paris. The women's ranking round is underway and will be followed by the men's ranking round starting this afternoon. Archers Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and Bhajan Kaur are representing India in the women's individual event. And INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated India's 500th community radio station through video conferencing. MOS Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of Mizoram Lal Duhoma were present on the occasion. The station, Apna Radio 90.0 FM, is a station run by IIMC Aizawl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.